Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jacksonville defense, watching them on tape, obviously the team that's only allowed 3 touchdowns in 2 games.
Yeah, I think statistically the best defense in the league right now. You know, they're front seven. They get after it. And they got 2 really supreme edge rushers. I'd even go out and say 3. You know, the last couple times we've played them, they've gotten the best of us. So taking that to account, obviously new D coordinator there, but they're flying around. They're playing real solid together defense. Got guys with a lot of motor, and they don't let up. So we're gonna have our hands full, but good week of practice and put our best foot forward out there Monday night.
Going up against Josh Allen on the other side of the ball, what makes him such a challenging defender to go against?
Yeah, big, strong, fast. Anytime you get a DN that's like that, they present problems. But again, I think the motor that he has, he doesn't let up. He finds ways to continue to get to the quarterback. He's done that over the last few years. He's one of, like I said, one of the premier edge rushers in the league because of it. And, you know, we got to be aware of him at all times.
You guys have attempted the second fewest passes so far this season. Does that feel weird?
No, I mean, I think given our situation this last week when, you know, we're running it as well as we are and you get the ball kind of in really good field position throughout the entire game, that's just kind of the game it's going to be. I don't know if I'd say weird. I think it feels pretty good, you know, and, you know, being able to hand the ball off to James and Ray and let them go do some work, and our offensive line is opening some holes from them. They're running it really hard, and we're having some success doing it. So if it's working, keep calling it. And, you know, I know that it's going to present itself in the pass game. We're going to have our opportunities, and we got to go make them.
First primetime game of the year. How excited are you to play under the lights and in front of Bills Mafia on a Monday night?
Very excited. Very excited. You know, Bills Mafia, they live for games like this, you know, so hopefully we have them in the building and they're as loud as can be, making as much noise when the opposing team is on offense, and hopefully they're quiet when we're on offense. So, but best fans in the league.
Last week you talked a little bit about your relationship with Jordan Poyer going back several seasons. A lot different though this time around. Mitch Morse is a guy that literally you spent hours and hours and months and years with. What's it going to be like seeing Mitch again?
Well, I say Mitch and Gabe, right? Like, two guys that I've spent a lot of time with over the last few years here. Two guys that mean a lot to me, not just football-wise, but off the field-wise. I consider them, you know, real, real close friends. And, you know, there's a lot of conversations that we've had over the years that, you know, I wouldn't take back and I wouldn't trade for anything. They've been brothers to me, and I hope they feel the same way about me. I just got so much love and respect and support and anything you could think of for both of those guys. And they meant a lot to me on the field, too. That take, you know, takes a lot to win in this league, and they were two huge contributors over the last several years that I've been here. A big reason of why we won so many games. So it'll be good to see both of them.
How weird was it seeing Jordan in a Dolphins uniform, and then how weird might it be to see them in a Jags uniform?
Yeah, I mean, I think defense is a little different because even at practice we're wearing different colored jerseys all the time, and you're competing against them. But offensive guys, you know. you're always on the same side. You're always competing with each other, not against each other. And, you know, it was very weird to see Poe in, you know, in those colors, and it'll be weird to see our other two compadres over there in different colors. So, yeah.
What do you think about the challenge for you as a quarterback when the defense plays man but only rushes four? They did a fair amount against Miami.
Yeah, I mean, it makes life pretty tough back there as a quarterback, especially with the group that they have. If they can consistently get to the quarterback and only bring four and have, you know, seven guys, whether it be in man or zone coverage, you know, that's a defense you got to be scared of, is when they don't have to pressure to get quarterback hits and sacks and force you off your spots, and which they've shown to do. So, again, protection game. We have to understand what's going on, where their guys are at, and making sure we're blocking it correctly. And again, when they do bring pressure, making sure that we understand what they're bringing and try to execute as well as we can.
Kind of earning, you know, AFC Defensive Player of the Week honors last week, and then James getting the offensive nod this week. What does that say about this team, you know, that you're able to get those honors so early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it shows how hard we've been working throughout training camp, and just a team that's been ready to go over the first couple weeks. But over the course of my 7-year career so far, you know, the first 2 weeks they're important, but in the grand scheme of things, it's 2 weeks, right? So whether we're 2-0, 0-2, 1-1, you know, there's 15 games still left to be played, and then no more bigger than the one that's in front of us right now, Monday night. But happy for those guys for getting some credit that they deserve. But if you ask them, they'd probably say they don't care much about it as well.
Josh, I know game script has played a lot into it so far, but are you at the point where you're going into your third game now? Do you need to start figuring out ways to get the ball to your receivers downfield?
I mean, I think, again, when we have opportunities, we'll try to hit on those and try to execute as well as possible. But at this moment right now, if teams want to continue, and I think over the course of the league right now, what defenses are doing, you know, playing a lot of two-high shell and running is in high demand right now for an offensive side of the football. It helps you do a lot of different things. So, you know, as we continue to run the ball effectively, we'll have more opportunities to hit downfield.
Quarterback, is that frustrating? Because there was a time, even a couple of years ago, where every quarterback was throwing the 300 yards a week. Is it, as a quarterback, a little bit frustrating?
Yeah, I mean, if you're focused on stats and what's going on, it's frustrating. But in terms of winning football games, it's not. It's just whatever helps us score and move the ball and score when it matters. So that's all we're caring about right now.
You talked about the way it is now, the beginning of this season for offenses. It seems like you guys were sort of trending that way even last year. Did you and the coaches, do you see this trend in the league where teams are going to play a certain way and you have to be able to respond with a run game and a short passing game?
Absolutely. I think, again, as teams get smaller, you know, defenses get smaller to combat speed on the field and spread offenses. Again, that's when you start seeing some bigger backs go down there and start bruising again. So it's the evolution and cycle of football that we've seen over the last however many years, where you get big and then the offense gets fast and defense gets small and fast and the offense gets big again. So it's kind of a cool evolution to be a part of and to see unfolding as I'm playing in it. So yeah, it's cool.
Out of curiosity, have you gone downtown to see the giant poster of you, Niagara Square there? Just what have you made of just, I'm sure maybe you've seen pictures on social media then, like what have you made just kind of seeing your face top of one of the bigger buildings downtown?
Yeah, I have not seen it yet, and actually was unaware of it going up. I was as surprised as everybody else. Some good memes coming from that photo, and, you know, it's very cool. You know, sitting here as now a 28-year-old man, but, you know, the 6-7-year-old kid that is me is going crazy right now, because it's such an honor, and it's just really cool to have the respect from whoever did that, and you know, hopefully people like it. If not, they can take it down. It doesn't bother me. I don't like looking at myself anyways, but if I don't know if it's serving any inspiration to anybody down there, any kids, and just knowing that, again, small town farm kid, no offer out of high school, one offer, University of Wyoming, can end it up there. Maybe it can inspire someone else to do it as well.
What would you say your biggest growth has been in terms of terms of the evolution of the police snap?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as I go on with 7 years now, seeing what basically every team's doing and going back even 3 or 4 years ago, you could watch all the film that you wanted against any opponent, but as soon as teams were to play us, they played it differently. And just understanding what that is and what teams try to do to throw us off our balance and trying to adjust. But now I think all teams are kind of doing something similar. I feel like I haven't seen anything new over the last couple of years. And obviously there's going to be wrinkles and flares here or there, but I feel like I've seen most of it so far until I haven't, right? I can say that. And this week they're going to throw something completely different at us. But there's only, you know, even going back to when Coach Dable was here my first year, right, the defense can play two things. They can play man or zone, right? And that's I'm trying to keep it as simplistic as possible. And I've kind of utilized that approach since I've been here, and I'll keep doing that.
Non-football question, but I was curious, when did you start playing Catan, and how do you think it became such a big thing at camp for you guys to play?
Yeah, I think going back to the 2020 season, obviously a lot of meetings on Zoom that year, a lot of time in between meetings. So guys, whether it was via online or in person playing, and more so for bragging rights than anything. And, you know, we all know each other's tendencies now, and it's a fun game to kind of clear your mind. And we played in camp. We've kind of gotten away from it, and, you know, and during the season right now, just being busy, but I'm sure it'll pick back up soon. No, it's me. Me or Dawson's going to say everyone teams up against him, but I think I've got them. I am in the Lord of Catan throughout training camp, so it's an honor.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.